Coffee Conversations with Flinty is brought to you by Influential, the new strategic consultancy that takes the guesswork out of influencer marketing for your brand. We provide much-needed strategic crafted frameworks on how to implement campaigns specific to your brand needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Flinty. I got so tired of flying solo, so I've got a co-pilot and she's not a stranger to this show. And she is smiling.
I love this. This is the first show I'm doing as a co-host. Yeah. And I'm super excited.
Welcome to it. And Dolly, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. And before we get right into it, please don't forget to download this and other episodes on iTunes. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe. And let's keep this conversation on influencer marketing flowing. And today, as usual, and we have a special guest.
I am super excited about this guest. I know him personally, and he is fantastic.
Mr. Commodore.
Thank you guys for having me. And
artificial intelligence entrepreneur extraordinaire.
There you go.
Welcome to the show. So please introduce yourself.
No, my name is Tokologo Petlang, and I'm the founder and chairman of AI business called Christopher Africa.
Right.
So I started developing this AI when I was 16. I lived by myself, you know, in a Wendy house when my parents got divorced. And I always knew that I wanted to do something significant in Africa. I never liked the concept that we always viewed as the dark continent.
Yeah.
Because we do have smart people here.
Of course.
And so, yeah, that's when I started developing Christopher.
All right.
But why artificial intelligence? Why did you as a 16-year-old go, this is what I need to do?
Hey, look, so I've always been entrepreneurial. So I started other businesses around the same time. Like I was selling fuel additive products at taxi ranks. I made 50,000 rand in 1 year.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
As a 16-year-old, that's cash money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So the AI projects, it didn't start off as AI. So I was just having fun. It was a side project to say, what if you could develop something that could analyze content on the internet?
Okay.
In real time. And that's kind of where it started, as a side fun project. Varsity, amazing. I started other businesses. I started a magazine for students.
All right.
You know, and the AI thing was still just being developed.
Yes.
I think that it became a serious project probably in my second year when I was 20.
Okay.
And it started working, and I saw the applications for this in media.
Oh, fantastic.
And we started developing it more seriously. I involved some consultants in the US to help me with the AI coding part of it.
Okay.
Because I wasn't really exposed to that here.
Yes.
And now it's a serious business.
Yeah. We are very happy you followed this route. It's a very exciting business.
Yeah. And so we've been throwing around this word, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
What is it, and how have you been applying this in your own business?
Okay.
Or how does business apply AI into their functions?
Cool. Okay, so there is a big difference between big data and AI. Can people do confuse it?
Yeah, I do all the time. Yeah, you explain the difference to us.
So, like, I mean, big data is the ability for a computer to pick up patterns across a lot of data and give you maybe insights that you wouldn't traditionally be able to see, because you can't process a million records of data in a day. So that's big data computing.
Okay.
What AI is the next level of that, where using that data as a reference, the AI can also start creating new things.
Oh, I see.
That weren't originally in the data set. So it will analyze the same patterns in that data set, but based off that, it can now start creating new patterns using that as a reference. And that's what AI is. It's the ability for a computer to create by learning from a data set it's exposed to.
All right.
So these computers are creating, like, you know, like the human brain.
That's really scary.
It is. Okay. Yeah, it is scary.
That's extremely scary to me.
Yeah, you've been watching a lot of Netflix movies, eh?
The Great Hack.
Exactly.
It's on my list. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm definitely going to watch that. But I just feel like this uprising of the machines are going to come
the
for
takeover.
Terminator is coming, guys.
Yeah, it's scary.
You know?
No, it is scary. It could get there.
Exactly. So, and I think that's also why there's always the humans behind it, so that we can kind of see control where it's going it. And control the part of it. But now I want to just chat to you. Obviously, this podcast is about influencer marketing and how amazing technology and people kind of interact with that. So on that, we know that in 2019, influencer marketing has obviously exploded in the last 2-3 years in South Africa. Yeah. Everyone is looking to it and using it as a marketing channel.
Mm.
But and with that obviously comes that there's a bigger strategic approach needed to it instead of just tactics.
Yes.
So in terms of artificial intelligence, do you see that plugging into influencer marketing and how?
Look, I definitely do. I mean, the first thought that comes to my head is when people are looking for the right influencers to market the right product or services, it's a very intensive process. It's very manual. For example, in the beginning where you're like, okay, there's a brand that needs to promote product X, which influencers are best for that?
Yeah.
Right now, it seems like people just pick celebrities, you know, because
that's the easiest
way. It's the easiest way. You don't even think.
It's my biggest bugbear.
Yeah, you just pick celebrities. Yeah. So, which is why a business like Influential is a great business. You're starting to at least add insights to it.
Correct.
Yeah. But AI could help by, for example, with AI, I mean, even with Christopher, I could apply it to say, analyze these 100 influencer profiles based on their behavior and activity for the past year.
Yeah.
Which brands do they naturally have affinity with?
Okay, so you look at who they're already fans of.
Precisely. Okay. Yeah. And only your computer can do that. Yes. You know, who's going to go through 12 months of social media activity?
Well, as an intern, that was my job.
Oh, tough.
You know, back in the day.
It's tough.
You know, spending 15-hour days as an intern doing that these things tough. Where now you can focus on other things.
Other things. Yeah.
Where AI can do that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So on that, do you have to then kind of feed AI these profiles, or does it actively go look for profiles that would fit the brand?
It can actively go look.
Okay.
So there's two ways to feed AI. You either give it an unstructured data set, which is you saying go look.
And bring it back,
whatever.
Bring it back 1,000 handles that we can pick from. Or you can say, here's 1,000 handles, give me the top 10 from these ones, which is a structured data set.
Okay.
So you can do either one.
All right. Do you perhaps have a practical test case of this congruence between influencer marketing and AI?
Yes, fortunately we do. Fortunately.
I thought you were going to catch him off guard. He's prepared.
Me too, man.
No, so for MultiChoice, which is, you know, one of our, they're an always on client for Christopher.
Okay.
And our, for example, on their dashboard, we're constantly monitoring who interacts with their content the most and how many people view it the most.
Okay, so you're going custom into the audience audiences. As well.
Yeah. So DSTV, for example, is building their own custom influencer audiences. So when they're pushing certain products, we now have data to say these handles usually get the most engagement when they retweet your content.
That's so
tag
them.
Yeah, and then we tag them in the posts. So it's optimizing their performance using influencers, but kind of organically, like custom audiences.
Because what you're saying is that brands are getting to the point where they're actually now starting to look at who their target audience is and who to use to get to them.
Precisely.
Yeah. I love it. That's where it should go.
And let's talk about budget. It sounds like the congruence of AI and IM, influencer marketing, is quite fancy. It's doable. But can we afford it? Can a medium-sized enterprise afford it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, look, because we use the AI, all our media rates are cheaper than the industry. So, like, if an influencer CPM is 55 Rand, ours is 40 Rand.
Please explain to everyone what CPM means.
Well, cost per 1,000 impressions.
Okay.
So influencers will usually charge that way. Twitter's one is 55 Rand.
Twitter is generally notorious for being a lot more expensive.
Ours is 40 Rand. So AI actually makes things cheaper because we don't have the same variable costs every time. So if every time you have to get 1,000 views, it actually doesn't even have to be 40 Rand. We can drop it to 10 Rand. It doesn't really matter.
Because
there aren't any costs, fixed costs, not a lot.
All right.
I feel like I'm in the wrong career. I want to go into AI.
No, and you're in the perfect career.
I know, I love what I do, but this is so interesting. I should.
Yeah,
and I think I am.
It's got me thinking.
Okay, so obviously we've spoken about now AI obviously fitting in perfectly with the influencer marketing space, but where do you see it fitting in? Like, as influential, when we sit with clients and we pull out objectives for campaigns, so obviously we want to be able to measure it, and I think AI is the same. You set kind of objectives and you kind of report on that. So some of the big ones we always pull out is kind of like engagement, talkability, consideration, conversations, but also awareness is usually a big one because people want to get their brand out there. And where do you see artificial intelligence kind of playing the biggest role within those objectives? Or is one or two standing out a bit more that's more accessible? Or
look, so for me, it's mainly two. So the first one is, I think I touched on it earlier. So for you to analyze an influencer's natural affinities, right, and draw insights from it, I mean, let's say for the past 12 months, an influencer has tweeted 5,000 times.
Yeah.
That's 5,000 data points.
Okay.
And now, even if a human being does it, by the time you get to the 4,812th one, you've forgotten what you saw first.
Yeah.
100%.
So it's impossible for you to make a connection. Whereas AI can. So AI can analyze all 5,000 data points, connect each of them, and tell you the insights from how it all comes together.
So well,
who is this individual from these 5,000 data points?
But So my question is more about, if you're using AI for the brand, which objectives are they easily be able to reach? Is it on the engagement part? Is it on the awareness part?
Look, so I think it's the same, but AI would be able to give you more qualitative data.
Okay.
So let's say now when you're reporting, you'll say there's 2,000 engagements.
Correct.
And these many impressions, the sentiment, which is great. AI could tell you 2,000 engagements, 49% male, 51% female, living in Johannesburg. This is what they said when they engaged with you.
So it drills deeper.
Yes, to say these are the actual people that engaged. This is their demographic profile. And these were the devices they were using.
And I suppose a lot of brands, that is really good insight because then they can do proper targeting and be like, maybe they thought their brand was more for X item, but then when they actually look at the data, they need to kind of skew.
Precisely. So it could help you drill deep into the information.
All right, and I know you spoke briefly about this, but let's do a quick recap so that we don't lose our audience. How can artificial intelligence assist in influencer marketing? Is it for brands to better understand their influencers or to create that brand match? Can you just maybe dig deeper and dive deeper into that that integration?
So, yeah, in a nutshell, I think it's on two parts. Mm-hmm. It's number one, it's for brands to better understand their influencers, who they are, and also to create their own custom influencers. So I think the tradition of selecting celebrities and saying out of these 100, we pick these ones, I think that's going to die out in the future.
Well, we can only hope.
So I think it needs to die out.
I think influencers now will be... with AI, it will help brands naturally know who their real influencers are instead of just handpicking them.
Okay. And also kind of weeding out the charlatans who are pretending to be influencers or have perceived influence.
Precisely. Because people can buy like followers. There's many things now. So just because you have 100,000 followers doesn't mean you have influence.
Exactly. And it's always kind of a popularity versus influence. Precisely. And also, like you were saying, it's now kind of influence of fraud. It's like huge. And not everyone knows how to spot that.
Precisely.
So influencers make a lot of fraudulent money, guys.
Yeah. They do. So like, that's one part.
All right.
The other part is better understanding on the other side who their customers actually are. So, I mean, when we go to meetings, many brand managers say, this is our audience, But I always like, what informs that?
Yeah.
Because maybe it's like a focus group where they did they interviewed 10,000 people, all of a sudden they know. Yeah.
Or it was a sample of one or your business.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah. And is always talking about taking the guesswork out of influencer marketing.
Yes, and I feel like this just takes it, kind of amplifies that.
Exactly. Yeah. Take it to a whole next level.
Completely.
Yeah. And the power of influencer marketing has always been derived from the fact that people trust people.
Yes.
How can AI complement that trust relationship between influencer and the followers with brand as well?
Verification.
Right.
So that's the main thing. So if an influencer says, I have 100,000 people, I'm influential, we can verify that.
You can quantify.
We can literally say, okay, please analyze. We can tell the AI, analyze how many times this person retweeted a brand.
Yeah.
And how many times people said, we're going to buy it, we love it.
Yeah, the actual engagement.
Actually give us that. And let's track the conversions.
Yeah.
Let's track out of those 100,000, if all of them are real and active, how many times they each interact with that influencer.
And then are you guys able to, like you were saying, now you can actually track the conversion. Are you guys able to actually see who's then bought XYZ, or is that a bit, that's tricky?
No, that's tricky. I mean, that's on the client side. So, I mean, we'll be able to track clicks.
Okay.
Of course.
Things like that. If people saying, no, I just bought it, we'd assume that they bought it.
They're truthful.
So we'll look out for things like that.
That is still, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm very excited and I'm very scared. I don't know which emotion for AI I have at this point. And that comes to my next question.
Yes.
So we've seen in the States and in Europe that virtual influencers are on the rise. And I mean, those are all CGI.
Mm.
And we can argue that that is kind of, can lead into artificial intelligence.
For
and I'm sure that will in the near future happen. Because right now there's creators behind it who obviously pull some strings and they're already working with great brands.
Mm.
The biggest one, what's her name? I can't remember, but she's a virtual influencer. She's a singer. She even has a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
She works with brands. She works with Samsung at the moment and she's doing the most amazing content. She's got over 3 million followers or something.
Wow.
And I always wonder if it's because people are curious
and
to
this
see
a virtual
what a virtual influencer is doing or do they have proper influence. But if you go, they do very relatable content that's very kind of human.
Yeah.
But how do you see AI actually moving into that space and how do you think will it impact influencer marketing, especially when it comes to South Africa?
That is scary.
Very scary.
That's the first time in this interview.
Oh my word. Yeah, even I'm like, that's scary.
You're like,
guys, if an AI guy is scared of AI, I'm sorry.
I mean, from my point of view, I think it will replace influencers.
Do you think so, though?
I mean, look, there's one element. Okay, let me maybe contextualize it. So
please do.
The AI will probably always be more relatable because it's adapting itself to the environment in real time.
Sure.
Or the AI I'm thinking
and
about.
And it analyzes, obviously, what your
what
audience
people
wants
are talking
from you.
About. Yeah. So in terms of relatability, it's always in touch with what's happening.
But do you think that AI could ever replace that human factor,
yes,
that
and
connection?
That's where I'm coming. Yeah, that's the other point of it. So the one point is that the AI can be more relatable. But on the flip side of the coin is that AI can't feel. You know, so so people may still want that human element because when a human being says something, you can get emotion from the tone.
Yeah.
That's why we read books and things like that, you know, because you can feel the
way
the words are structured is informed by emotion.
And for me, also, like, if a human influencer that I really trust or connect with, if they say something, I'm like, that's a person.
True.
If an AI says it, I'm like, that was fair.
Yeah, you question it first.
True.
Do you think people would come to a point where they're like, kind of do, because we see a lot with technology at the moment, with Nokia bringing out their those little bricks that we all loved, and people really responding to that, where people are trying to get back to kind of the simpler times. Do you think, AI virtual influencers are going to, obviously I think it's going to boom, it's going to be a thing, it's going to, but do you think there'll be a time where people want to get back to human influencers to go like, you know what, I actually just want someone who's actually bought this thing and telling me their personal experience.
Yeah.
True. Look, I think for objective calculated opinions,
yeah,
AI would be better. Like, I would use, for me personally, I would listen to that virtual influencer.
Because they know what's happening.
No, yeah, for something objective, like for something like what's the better value for money or something like that.
Because,
you know, something
because
that's,
emotion is not going to
it's
cloud.
Not part of it, yeah.
Oh,
but for,
okay.
If I want to know an experience, like, you know, how does this soap feel compared to this soap? You know, how is this?
Yes.
So if it's it's experiential,
yeah,
humans are definitely will always be better because AI can't experience it.
This makes me feel a lot better because that means AI is not going to take over. It's going to complement.
It's going to complement,
which
for
is
sure.
amazing.
Yeah,
so
for
insurance,
sure.
we'll use the virtual guys.
Precisely.
But for, like,
Precisely.
Say, like, beauty
food,
products and
beauty,
food.
Lifestyle.
Even
sort
of brands. Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And so where does or should the decision to integrate AI into influencer marketing sit? Should it sit with your strategy agencies like our great sponsors, Influential? Where should it sit?
I think it should sit with Influential. So I think it should be something Influential should consider adopting to offer the market.
But why do you say that?
Because it's a strategy. It comes in better from a strategy point of view.
Okay.
You know, yeah, because that's your job. You know, so the AI can help you formulate the strategy.
Exactly.
Help give you insights. From our point of view, I'll just provide the technology.
Okay.
From a client point of view, they don't have time to try build an AI.
No, and we don't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
We're a lot of those people.
Exactly.
And I'm terrified. I would love to learn.
Yeah.
But I feel like I might be tempted to use it for bad sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the great egg.
We know these influencer marketing platforms, like the likes of Webflential, the Salt. Obviously, we get platforms such as our social media platforms where it pays out. And then I'm assuming there's artificial intelligence platforms that's also in play.
Yeah.
Do you see an advantage of those two merging in future?
Okay.
And I think maybe that comes back to our previous question about the virtual influencers as well. Or do you think there's more benefit of keeping them separated?
No, I think they will merge. I mean, in terms of the future, I think whether it's in influencer marketing or digital marketing, there will be a point where AI is almost underlying all those things.
Got it.
You know, simply because of what the value it can provide across analyzing data points. So I think eventually... So the virtual influencers is step one in terms of it coming into influencer marketing. But I think the most impactful integration will be with getting more consumer insights, for example, as I said previously, and very verifying 100%. Influencer profiles. So it will be an underlying thing, but it will never take over the business. It will just add more credibility, more efficiency.
And I'm just thinking from a strategist point of view, that will kind of start become like a baseline.
Precisely.
Like, guys, this is where you start
when
you want to do influence marketing. First, analyze your audience, analyze your influencers, analyze your customers.
Precisely.
And then we build on there where we go with it.
Precisely. Yeah. So I think it will make AIM a great industry. Bigger industry,
I think.
And because it's more credible.
Exactly.
Now,
and I feel like because it's so objective, there's no humans involved. It goes like, but that's my friend and I really want them to promote something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And just having, and data is gold right now, right?
Exactly.
Like, if you use your data, you've literally kind of unlocked the secret for your brand. Which is great for strategy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. Where can people catch you? Where do we find you? How do we find you?
So I'm not on social media except
Commodore.
Facebook.
Wait, is there a strategy behind that? Are you scared of the AI finding your information?
Exactly. Because I know what can be done. Yeah, but I'm on Facebook, only. And my name is Tokoloho Commodore Petla.
All right.
And that's the only place.
And
or you can Google my name.
And where can we find Christopher Africa if people want to check you out?
So Christopher, our website is www.christopher.africa.
We will link that in the show notes so everyone can go. You don't have to drive and try and write. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then are you on social media channels or LinkedIn where they can find you?
Yes, LinkedIn as well. I'm Tokoloho Commodore Petla. as well as Facebook, same name.
Fantastic.
All right, and where can people find you?
So
I always see your strategy musings online, so I think
try to get people to understand that strategy is very important.
Yeah.
So Influential SA is on Twitter, and we are on LinkedIn, right. The same. And then if you want to see what I get up to personally, I'm at Anne Dolly, AnneDolli, Twitter, Instagram. That's where you can find me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Coffee Conversations with Cynthia. You can get us on Facebook, and please don't forget to subscribe and download this on iTunes. Let's keep that conversation going. Until next time, we love you, but we have to leave you.
Bye, guys. Till next time.
Machines are not taking over, are they?
Yet. All right.